this account we have today in chapter, the very first verses, chapter 3, 1 to 6, is the last of a series of five, what the scholars call, conflict stories. And we've been listening to one after the other for these days. This last one ends, as you just heard, with a plot against Jesus' life. Jesus comes into the synagogue. There was a man there with a withered hand, and they all watched him. What's he going to do? Because you see, performing a work on the Sabbath is gravely wrong. It's an infraction of the Sabbath. Jesus saw the man, said, "Come up." And then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" And what's the answer to that? And they said nothing. Then it says, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." Notice Sabbath, he didn't touch him. He just said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And his hand was restored. Then the climax of these five conflict stories. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians. They're enemies. Pharisee and Herodian? You know, they're not friends. But they both have this, huh? They hate Jesus. And so took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. In other words, they're plotting destruction. Didn't our Lord already say, is it better to save life or to destroy it? And here they are getting ready to destroy a life on the Sabbath. Now, I think what's important, there's a lot of things important in this story, but one of them is Jesus was angry and grieved at their hardness of heart. What is hardness of heart? What is it? We all know by experience, but how do you describe it? What is it? See, it's a refusal to yield to the Holy Spirit. It's an attachment to an anger, a lust, a something that's more important than God. And it makes our heart hard. We don't want to give that up. Even when the Lord comes and talks to us about it, we don't want to give it up. It can be a resentment. It can be something. In other words, there's something that we prefer to the truth. And our hearts get hard and rigid. And that process can go on and on and on and on and on until finally we prefer evil to good. Well, what is the remedy for a hard heart? There's two remedies. They're really one, but there are two sides to it. One is to repent for sin. And the other is to experience the mercy of God. If we start to ponder our own sins, do you ever try it sometime? You're really mad at somebody. Stop and repent for your sins. It's the last thing you want to do. You know, I'll do that later. I got to be mad at him first. That's how perverse we are. And so, you see, it's looking at our sins and repenting. I am sorry. The first thing in repentance is, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Which is not the same as, I'm embarrassed. You know, I've been caught out, I really wish, but you know, I'm sorry. I recognize, you see, that I'm doing wrong or have done wrong, and I'm sorry, and I'm not going to do it again. That's the third element of repentance. Now, if we meditate on that, who are we? Look at our sins. But the other side is the mercy of Jesus. And that's what softens our heart. To experience that mercy and to know that mercy, then we willingly forgive. We willingly relinquish an ambition, a lust, or whatever. We really, willingly, because of the wonder of the mercy of Jesus. Now, this is a grace. It's always a grace. But right now, it seems as though the Lord, in restoring his people, is bestowing this grace of clarity, of seeing who we really are, seeing our sins in all their reality. And we're so ignorant, my friends. You know, we go along, especially in our busy bourgeois world, you know, running around all the time, doing stuff. We never stop and think. And we don't reflect. I have sinned. And it's up to Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of all, to forgive me or not. I'm in his hands. And as I see that truth and realize the real depth of my sin, I get quite concerned. And I should. And then I see the truth in the eyes of Jesus Christ. And the truth is mercy. And I'm changed. I'm changed. And now my heart begins to soften. See, a soft heart is a heart that loves the truth. Loves the truth. And wants the truth to permeate ourselves and to go out to others. And the truth? The truth is the mercy of God. That's why our Lord was both angry and sad. Because these people are clinging to evil. Clinging to their own way of doing things. And if one of their number had healed on a Sabbath, would they be so mad? No. So the call is to get over a hard heart. And that's why we pray, you know, create a pure heart for me, O Lord. Create it. Only God can create. And so it means do something that only you can do. Change my heart. Soften it. So that I'm willing to acknowledge the truth and to act on it and get over this bastion of self-concern, self-promotion, self-whatever that holds me prisoner. That's what saddened Jesus. Huh? He looked at them and saw where they were heading in their life and afterlife, and that they would not give it up. He even asked them a question. Think about it for a minute. Is it better to do evil or to do good on the Shabbat? Well, somebody could have said, it's better to do good, Jesus. And Saturday's heart to soften. Maybe one or two did, but the crowd went out, the Pharisees, and immediately took counsel with their enemies so that they could destroy him on the Sabbath. they did that. We should pray today for the gift of truth so that we can have a soft heart. I will take out of your midst that heart of stone, and I'll give you a heart of flesh, a human heart. He promises that.